Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wow, you said something that changed the question I wanted to ask you, so I'm actually going to stay along those lines. Coach Josh Passon of Georgia Tech joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We asked some of our other guests earlier, I want to get your take on it because it's been broadcast in the news. It's not a done deal yet, but your thoughts on what is being talked about with the seniors who have missed out this season, didn't get a chance to participate, and them been given an extra year of eligibility. What are your thoughts on that, and then how would you deal with the high school seniors that are coming up? Just your overall thought on that when that's been discussed.
Yeah, well, I think there's a big difference between winter sports, which is men's and women's basketball, and spring sports, which is, you know, what track and field and baseball, tennis, you know, stuff like that. There's a big difference between the two. I do not foresee the NCAA, and this is just my opinion, but and they had come out, or somebody had mentioned that they don't see them giving in the winter sports another year, but they do see that in the spring sports they're going to give everyone another year of eligibility, which is the right thing. The one thing in the winter sports is everyone played their regular season. In college basketball, everyone played 31 regular season games. But in the spring sports, nobody played. I think it is the right decision to give them their year back. How they do that and how they go about that and figure that out, that's going to be a big, tall task by the presidents and athletic directors to figure that out. That's not going to be an easy deal.
Yeah. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Coach Josh Passon, a basketball coach at Georgia Tech, a team that finished on a flourish. Overall, 17-14, 11-9 in conference play. That's what, again, you flash back a little bit and think about, you know, the way your team finished the season. Just remarkable.
Yeah, you know, the whole deal is I was really just proud of our young men. I mean, how hard they played, how they competed, the level they had, competitive excellence, and to be able to finish like they did, considering the fact at the time we had known the news that we were not going to be able to continue to play in the tournament, to be able to finish fifth by ourselves in the ACC, which is the best league in all of college basketball, and to be able to do things at Georgia Tech during ACC play that has not been done at Georgia Tech in ACC play since the mid-90s. I mean, they were things that we did, had it been done, I mean, it was done prior to our guys were ever even born, and our players. And so, you know, six straight home wins, holding all the opponents in ACC play, holding all the opponents under 60 points, five ACC road wins. I mean, like I said, to be able to finish fifth place by ourselves and to be able to do some of the other things that we did, set the record for Georgia Tech in three-point defense. We were an elite defensive team, one of the best offensive teams at Georgia Tech in a long time. And so just a lot of positives. I was really proud of our young men. I was proud of our assistant coaches and our staff, which was excellent. And Mr. Stansberry and President Cabrera, you know, just really led the charge. Mr. Stansberry did an incredible job with the times he met with the team throughout and just giving them such a great message and a real positive message. And that really gave them an opportunity to really follow his lead because he is the leader. So our leadership of Mr. Stansberry, athletic director, and our president, President Cabrera, those two gentlemen were excellent in leading our young men.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.